believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website.
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God to bless you.
To give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that which Jesus is bearing. Thank you. Jesus, you are a replica of your Father. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for help of your Spirit. We honor you, Son of God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for open heaven. Thank you for access. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you. Devil visitation. Thank you for ministration. Jesus, Son of God, you come and sit upon us and minister to us again. That amen is not strong enough.
Amen.
Come and minister to us.
Amen.
Jesus, we want to see you. We want to talk about you. We want to receive your things that your Father gave you. Bless us again.
Amen.
I acknowledge your angel that you are assigned for this conference and that mission spirit that you have designed to minister things of the Father and your things. Acknowledged him. I come under your servant, Pastor Dimeji Amfisayo. I observe order in the house that which you have placed. I ask for mercy. I ask for grace. I ask that you distill upon us all. You minister to us. You will bless us, Jesus. Cause things to be opened to us. Let us find leading the pasture. Let us find leading in lines. Cause our soul to rest. Grant breakthrough in understanding. Give help in utterance. Cause clarity. There will never be confusion. Spirit, falling foul spirit that whisper and cause misinterpretation of thought. We arrest it in the name of Jesus. Grant me favor before your people. Let my word be favorable to the heart. And favorable to every heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Honor you, Son of God. In Jesus' name, we are Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's have it, please.
Oh, bring you to the door. Oh, for we are here again. Even your aid, we are here again. Even that aid sent from the Father, even we are here again. We are here again to minister with you, even to minister, to aid you. Even to wind you to the door. For there's a door open in the spirit for you, even for you, for this ministration, for there is a door. There's a door the Father has opened. It's a door of the Father. It's a door the Father has opened that you would come in. Even you will come in to fetch thoughts, fresh thoughts. Even thoughts old and new, even kept reserved. Kept to be spoken, even to be revealed, even to be opened up. We will wind you into that thought. We will wind you into that thought, for even we are here. For we will weave that thought. We will weave the thought such that you will be able to speak it both in precept and in lines. Even to say it both in precept and in lines, for you will see those thoughts clearly. Even to bring you to the door. That through the door, you will be able to win many to also come into the door. You'll be able to win many to also see, even to desire. For even that door is an entrance, even into the thoughts, even to the thoughts of the Father, even for to win many, for to carry many, even for to bring many. It's for many. We will help you. Like the wind. You cannot tell least where it cometh nor where it goeth. So will your ministration be. Even so will this ministration be. It's a wind ministration. It's a ministration of the wind. For that wind will carry. It's for to carry many. Even that wind will beat minds down. It will beat mind down for to upgrade us. Even for to upgrade everyone hearing. That we give heed. Even to that which is spoken, they will be carried also by the wind. They will be carried also by the wind, even to come into the access that is open for the house, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Honor you, Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray. As the prophecy came, I felt that maybe the Lord is giving direction of how to start. So let me just flow. Revelation chapter 7, from verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four wings of the earth. So there are that the wind. There is the four wings of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. So you can see that this wind that they are holding on is the winds of the earth. They are not wrong winds. These are wings of the earth. Because there are outside the wings of the earth, there are other wings. You find the book of Daniel, where some wind were strivings of wind, the book of Daniel. And by those striving of those wings, beast, they came out, Daniel 7. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four wings of heaven, amen, strove over great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea. This message, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just following the message because it's glaring that I can't teach from the notes based on the word of prophecy later, but God has a way of connecting thoughts. If I want to push, that I want to start, I'm going to struggle. So let me just start spontaneously. I feel that I will likely land in my meditation if the Lord wants it. So this message is not a premeditated message and not a message that I typed. So I'm just going to be saying as they are giving me the thought. So you find the book of Daniel 7, that is the, he called those one four wings of heaven. But in Revelation 7, it's not accidental. Revelation 7, Daniel 7. So in Daniel 7, there's the four wings of the head. And so those four wings of the head are the power of the head. They are the things that make, so when they use the word wing, I closed yesterday night with the, that when they want to begin to transit you from flesh or from being carnal to make you spiritual, you will learn the way of the wind. As I said, the way of the wind is the lines of Christ. That they, you don't receive the seal of Christ until you have that the cure from carnal to become spiritual is that you will hear the sound of the wind. And I said the wind is spirit. And spirit there is not to be spoken. The spirit there is the spirit of the doctrine. Because doctrine has spirits. You'll find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. So where the spirit is kept, or where the spirit is laced, L-A-C-E-D, where the spirit is laced, or where the spirit is planted, is in the doctrine. If you learn precept, although what brings precept to you is the activity of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, they are operation of seven spirits. But that is not sufficient. If a man will have breakthrough into the life provision, or if you are going to have access to the paths that lead to life, because the path is spirit and the life is spirit. Psalm 16. That will show me the path of life. So there's a path of life. You don't just enter into life. There is a path that leads to life. Also taught in the book of it, for there's a way that seemeth good to man, but the end. So the end is life. Amen. So the end is life. So the end is also death. Romans 7. Or is it 7? It's 7. Yes, it's 7. The wages of sin is death. So the end, after you have obeyed holiness, servant of holiness, and you have fruit of life everlasting. So you have your, okay, Romans 6. Sorry, please, I made a mistake. But now, being made free from sin and became servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. So life is the end. Just like also when a man carries the process of iniquity unto iniquity, then the end is death. Death is not that you fall down physically. Death, in me, ability to respond to God in you is cut down. It's cut down. There is not only cut down, and there is also a conversion of your nature. Death is a nature. Death is a nature. There's a nature you are converted. You can become, because death has property of death. If I've been fully, you have fully used death part, and death has become a nature in the soul. So separation is aftermath of death nature. Inability to respond to God is aftermath of death nature. So it is what him so that is converted shows they are the fruit of death. They are the manifestation that death is at work here. That this soul has acquired a nature of death in within. Amen. So you can see. Okay, look at it. From when you were a servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. Romans 6, 20 and 21. What fruit are ye then in this thing whereof you are now ashamed? For the end, can you see? Just at the end is life everlasting. For the end of those things is death. So before you can say, so I've died, he has transacted with parts. He has transacted with lines of death. Likewise, before a man can come into life everlasting, he has transacted with lines or path or ways of life. So there are ways of life. And ways of life is kept in doctrine. So those ways of life in the doctrine is what they call spirits. They are spirits, or they are called laws. They are laws. Say laws. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can see that the fruit, there's a process that when you transfer with the substances of life, but the substance of life, you find them in the way. Psalm 25. There are things you find in the way of life. Psalm 25. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. So things that sinner must find is in the way. And is the way of the wind. Is the way of the spirits. There is on the way you gather things. That's why you begin to follow. You gather laws in the way. You gather in the lines of the way that life. And so there are things you must gather. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. So there are things that what he teaches in the way, they don't teach precepts in the way. What they teach in the way, they teach laws. They teach spirits. Those are lessons of the way. Like they told Moses, for Moses have learned my ways. What are ways? Ways are secrets of life. Say that, church. Eba mi so da da jo. Egbo won so ke loruko Jesu. So where are secret? You what are secret? You find things that are hid. I said something last night that to become Christ is to launch the soul into unseen. Unseen. There are secret are laws. Secret are ways. Secret are path. That are ye for natural carnal minded man. And you don't find it because God, you were talking in Isaiah 45, so he's anointed. Say he's anointed. His anointed is the Christos in the Old Testament. He said, he's anointed. He wants to give his anointed the treasure of darkness. He wants to give his anointed a Christ man. He wants to give that moving to higher anointing. He wants to give him hidden riches of secret places. Those are the things you find in the way. Those are the things you find in the paths that leads to life. So if you don't have access to those secrets, if you don't have access to those hidden riches, if you don't have access to those laws, if you don't have access to those things that the wind carries, you will not arrive in life. There will be spiritual abortion in the way. You will not be able to carry the life into gestation because the path is the place of gestational period. They are not seeing you. You are not seeing the pregnancy of life. They will be aborted. That's why learning the spirit and learning the way of the spirit is very critical to this thing we are doing. One thing that you must be ready to be foolish. Because nobody learned the way of the spirit and is calculated and essential. Spirit will tell you things. I can remember as I'm talking to you, things are bombarding my mind. Different parts that things, especially that I received in years ago, as I'm receiving now, that make me, look at me, I'm so dumb. I'm recounting things that Lord began to instruct me 25 years ago. 15 years ago, as I'm talking, there are things that are flashing my mind. 10 years ago, they look so foolish. But one thing, like I told you last night, I cannot deny that my soul has become spiritual. I said I want to lie to you. And I will not accuse what the law. I will not lie to what the law have wrought. It's the law did it. It's not, but I knew that those were serious part of foolishness. Because if I come out of most of those things, you are foolish. It does not make sense. If you are being around me, some of those stories that I took, I discussed with herders. And they told me, they quoted scripture for me. Because scripture does not validate some of those directions the Lord was leading me into. The way they know scriptures. But it's not that it's not in scripture. It was in scripture. But their eyes have not been open to those parts of those scriptures. Because scripture can tell you anything you want to hear. So you can see, thank you, Spirit of God. I perceive that I may not necessarily be teaching so much about this thing, but I felt that the Lord wants to put spirit into men. I felt that since last night, when I was coming, people that were traveling with me knew I was praying throughout in the car. I was praying in tongues. After I will pray over my breath, after I will pray out throughout the journey from Lagos. We are inside traffic. I was praying. There was so much breath. I had so much wind in my soul yesterday to pray. So if I couldn't pray, for when I came back for prayer, but I did more of my prayer more. You know, prayer is not organic. It's when they bring it, you start praying it. I tell you, I say I pray everywhere. Man, thank God. There's a time you have prayer meeting where you say I want to pray. But often time, prayer must be by movement of the spirit as we are moved, because you have to pray the burden of the Lord. So when that thing gather like a wind, you pray it out. So I was just find myself praying in the car. I was praying in the car. I was watching it. I said, well, but I knew that you had to do with that about this meeting. For I didn't know, but I can now see why that kind of grace came heavily to pray throughout our journey. So you can see that to move us into, we cannot arrive at the end without spirits. Because we can never talk about seal of the Father and seal of the living God. They were wrapped around activity, operation of the Spirit. Because you remember, what brought for Revelation chapter 7 was after the ministration of four horses. And four horses are the spirit of the heavens. So they have got that momentum. There are those spirits of heaven, they have walked. And those spirits of heaven, you find that in the book of Zechariah chapter 6. In Revelation, oh God, Bible is so accurate. Revelation 6, Zechariah 6. Revelation 7, Daniel 7. I'm okay. Wisdom that are in scriptures is not intelligent of man. So anybody that say Bible is not real is a foolish man. So you cannot deny evidently clear that there are activity of spirit. So you find that before they said for them to hold the winds, the four wings of the head. You know that what gender means, we are sealed. Those seeds, spirit of heaven, which are horses. There are four horses. These are horses that they are spirits that came from the courts. So activity of those four horses have brought so much winds, because you find that have gained enough power. But there was so much power that he told them that they should. Because the thing we are opening back to back, first C, second C, third C, fourth C. By the time they arrive at fifth C, souls are brought under altar. Because what those four C, because they came, they are spirit from the altar. You find that book of Revelation, book of Zechariah, they are from the brazen mountain. So they came, and so where they came from, they brought soul to the place. They brought soul. You saw souls under the soul. We are under the altar. So they are, because that's where those four awful spirits of the heaven came from. And they went to go and walk on souls. And they brought them to where they came from. So those souls, they have not spirit as Holy Ghost, but the soul acquires spirit as laws. The soul acquire properties of spirit. Spirits as law. Spirits, we are laced upon the soul. See, they can, when you read Psalm 51, You see David. David has so much spirit in his soul. All those that David was talking about, right spirit, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit there is not the person of the top person of the Trinity. He called thy Holy Spirit. It's thy Holy Spirit. And they wrote it in small letter, thy Holy Spirit. It's not Holy Spirit as a Trinity. It's thy Holy Spirit. He talk about right spirit. He talk about renewed right spirit. He talk about broken spirit. He talk about free spirit. All those things were oppressions of ways upon the soul. They were laws of the soul. They were laws that came by the reason of the tutelage of the way of truth. Because I said, for thou desire truth in the inward part, and that will make me to hear wisdom in the hidden part. So all those spirits were spirit of inward part and hidden part. That by following the way of truth, they were culture. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord bless you. Marco Seferede Karamastes. Oh, Seferon Barasto Fek. Temprenos, Seprenos. Faith, you see, you can know faith as a principle. You can know faith as an action. But we have the same spirit of faith. You can know love as an act. But you don't have love. For you are not being given the spirit of fear, but of love. So all those things, you can know them as action, but they are not yet the nature of the heart. And if they are going to become nature of the heart, but you will start with action. With action, you will act, you will act them out. Then, after the way, they will put it to you as a spirit. So we have a lot of people. We have a lot of faith teachers. I see them in Nigeria, but they don't have spirit of faith. They are not like Baba Oyedepo. Yeah. So you use it and you obey ordinances around them. You can't accompany the spirit of faith with lust and covetousness. You won't have, they won't keep covetousness. So a lot of people, faith work for them, but it's still their lust. But when you have the spirit of faith, there's a way you will deal with covetousness. It will judge you. It will examine your thoughts. Intent of your heart will be brought on that, though there's not the seven spirit, but activity of those things will expose it. You have to judge your lust to a level. Not that you are taking it away, but you will judge it for you to partake of those things. Amen. 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 Because make of the world has his own spirit too. Every order of the station of the world has. And until you have the spirit, which is the law, which is the thing that the nature of the heart, you cannot fully assess the life. Because the word that I speak has spirit and life. So you must have the spirit first. And you must be plenteous in the spirit. Before you can say you are holding the life. Nobody can say that he has the life called Jesus, which is the life of the meek of the word. Or what apostle call, go to the straight gate and preach the word of this life. The word of this life. If you have not undo the training, they call themselves also a training around the meek of the word. Look at Baba again. Look about the seven deacons that they chose. I was talking about this last night, that all those things, they're having their meeting common. No one say he has anything. And one brother that wanted to bring, a couple that wanted to bring a safe fire amidst them, they deal with them squarely. Because it's not about that, it's God not messing with, not about messing. They know that church have arrived at life. They cannot allow anybody to come and spoil the life they are in. Because they are not just acquiring presets. That church has moved into the season of they are using lines and coming to the life. So a brother then wanted to have vainglory. He too wants to have a name. He wants to have a name among the brethren. And tried to go and sell it. And nobody forced him to sell it. So he took that instruction of selling his property without leading of the spirit. What was in it? That's what I said. God judged that motives. Because he wants to know. So nobody received life. Spirits with what? With wrong motive inside. Go and see it. Go and see it in their peace. God judged it. Reason why the body of Christ that are teaching faith still have a lot of excesses, that people only teaching the action, the principles. They have not moved into the ways of that doctrine. When they move in that way, a lot of brethren will not be able to stay in the church. Because the strength of that lines and that line will begin to judge things. Even in the midst of the war, they will judge it. Because they have not stayed the principle. They have moved into the part of it that's about to bring it to life. That's what happened to those brothers. That's what happened to them. Because as at that time, that those couple did that thing, the church was not just in preset of what they were teaching. They have arrived at the life. So they had to judge it because it's bringing strange fire. So there's a lot of things that you do when you are teaching precept, the principles that God overlook. But by the time they move into the scene of the ways, then you receive discipline from it. Because when lines are falling in pleasant places, because they are giving you heritage, so they will not allow you to trivialize those things. Amen, somebody. So you can see that. So you can ask, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here that you have, mental health challenge. God just told me that what you need is more spirits upon your soul. When your soul acquires more spirit, your mind will be more stable. You have more sound mind. And walk more in love. Because that one way to fast track spirits of the soul is to love walk.
Is of one whole proof, no more proof in Otisia, proof, you know, proof, that yoke has been broken. Even that yoke has been broken. For even spirit has been given. By hearing of the word. Spirit is being transferred. Spirit is given. For hear ye the word of the Lord. This is the season where even love commandment will be heaved and heightened for Satan is waiting to take advantage of those who will begin to break love ethics. That is how he brings even illness and sicknesses upon the mind. So this is even yet a warning that each and everyone will begin to fasten their love walk, even to stay sound from the reach of Satan. Because even the seasons to come, there will be many things that will befall even the bodies of men. There will be many things that will befall even the souls of men. Strange things will befall the earth. For even that word that came, it's a line to protect you. Even to keep you from spirits that have already been released even upon the earth, said the Lord.
Amen. As the tongue was coming, the Holy Ghost was coming. The way to gain spirits, or and spirits, you must put pressure on the word. Because spirit is in the word. So it's like the oil that is inside the vine. So, but you have to press it. So that pressing is not human effort. They will put pressure on the word through instruction. You wait on the word. Say, I will wait upon, you wait on it. You wait in place of meditation. You wait. It's not by human exercise. It's not by writing Bible. You wait on the word. You go back to the word. You wait on it. You pray with tongues. You wait. When you wait on it, you will start seeing things. The kind of love work you should generate towards your wife. The kind of love work you generate towards your brother. The kind of love work you generate towards your sister. The kind of love work is not only giving things. Sometimes giving what you need to give is your time. Sometimes what you need to give is to give care. Or sometimes what you need to give is to give compassion. Or sometimes what you give is to give mercy. There are many things that the love will. Sometimes you are giving what God is not commanding you to give. You are not giving. God wants you to give. God wants you to give. God wants you to give compassion as a pastor. Or as a leader in the house, but you are giving correction. What God just wants you to add to handle that issue is to give mercy. That person comes to you and you have corrected before, but God says, this time around, because you are so used to correcting, God wants you to show mercy. It's mercy that will make you spiritual, and it's mercy, Amika. It's also mercy that iniquity inside that person will be purged. You see, transferring the spirit is very, very fast. These are things that you need to be helped to see them. When you are correcting, correction won't do it. Sometimes just mercy is what will put that iniquity. Think that you are trying to eat, want to help somebody. Somebody has a straw that you have corrected, that you like to complete every time. And you have corrected choir practice, you have been doing. And God just say, just show mercy. And as you engage the spirit of mercy, law of mercy, and you see that iniquity is being remitted. That thing is taken away. Though that's why, you know, it looks weak. But they are hid. You can't see their way of life that is hid. Is that you deal with somebody that mess up. That's what everybody knows. But because they are hid for the natural man, a natural man cannot understand those ways. But by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So sometimes you are showing correction. What God wants you to show is to show mercy. Sometimes you are showing firmness. And what God wants you to show is to show tenderness. So without it, they are not going to deal with those nature. Because what wrote those nature in? We are terrible. Law. For you to rewrite them and refer, you need some terrible law that evil spirits don't understand. They don't understand those. They don't understand the ministration of those spirits. They are ministrations. I feel that Lord is ministering this morning. Jesus, I don't have that Joker is ministering to us. I have that with Jesus. The Lord is ministering. He's ministering to us. He's ministering to us. Hallelujah. 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 So as I was saying, that you gather that Psalm 25. You gather is in the way that you gather spirits. You gather, and those spirits are laws. They are not being spooky. They are not just shaking your head and shaking your head. It's not prayers. You can pray, because what is the way are judgments. What you find the way, they are judgments. That you are bound in judgment, you are bound in truth, you are bound in those laws, and the more you allow this, you allow them to put pressure on you. They put pressure on you. Sometimes they put pressure on you, and sometimes they do that to you. Sometimes why they delay meetings to put pressure upon your soul. Sometimes, as if before you settle one knees in the church. You can just see that suddenly 50 brethren have challenged in the church. And you are trying to little your salary. You are trying to set to give this one. Another one is giving. All those things are designed. They are subjection. They subject you to it so that you can carry spirits. Because normally you will not carry spirits if you remain one. So everyone has to subject. And you must know. You must also know. Why is it that everybody in the church have a problem in the same month? The same month? 50 people. Formerly, last month, it's just 3 people. But suddenly, 1 month, 50 brethren, and every one of them need to take something from your pocket to take your feet. You will know that it's not ordinary. But if you're a carnal man, you will think that, well, I'm going to bring it to you. But they put that weight. That's what I say. You put pressure on the word. That's the pressure for you to be, and especially for you to do that. That's why you need to be fervent. You have to be fervent. I mean, you must be hot. Is what Solomon called it? Vehement heat. So both sons of Solomon, vehement. So and purpose is that you can take spirits. Your soul can take spirits because one soul has spirit. Spirit is leaven. Just as Mali is leaven on the soul. 1 Corinthians. So spirit is the kingdom of God. It's also a leaven. They can add a man, a woman, 2-3 measure of me and add leaven to it. So he made the soul to swear. He made the soul to rise. It caused your soul to rise by the input of the spirit upon your soul. So for the purpose of getting entrance into kingdom, getting entrance into dominion, where you can have reign of life in a measure. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. So, give me that Psalm 25. Oh God, Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Son of God. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the ways. The meek will he guide in judgment. So, judgments are found in the way. And the meek will he teach his way. So, you find the way, you find his way in the way. Say, finding his way. Amen. Everybody saw that job. So you find his way, you find his attitude. You find his attitude. You find his attitude in the way. God's attitude. There's a way God has his, God's attitude to his word. There's God has his attitude to his brethren. There's God's attitude towards sinners. Those are things you find in the you find his ways. God's attitude to his brethren. God's attitude to the ignorant. God's attitude to them that are out of the way. So you find those things in the way. And they will show it to you. And when they are showing those things, they are teaching you what you will need to make covenants. Those are because they will need to teach you those his ways for the purpose of making covenants. You can make covenant, you can cut covenant. So you can't cut covenant without plenty of secrets inside of you. So those what they call secret of God are these his ways. What they call secret of God are his judgments. What they call secret of God are his standards that are in your soul. You fetch them. So when you look at the word, when you look at it, they call them status, judgments. They call them laws. They call them commandments. Those are the things you find there. And you need those things to transfer them inside your soul. But those things are spirits. You start acquiring the spirit of the heart. Sometimes, so your soul become more holy. Because what they want to make holy is not your body alone. They want to make your soul holy. They make your soul holy. People can be pious as well, but they're not holy inside. They're not holy on the inside. So you can't be holy without secrets, without those laws of spirit inside you. You need a lot of them. Pastor, sorry, sir. I want to teach this thing, but okay, sir. Thank you, sir. So I'm teaching the wind. So, no, that's how I ended yesterday. So you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell. Such is everyone that are born of the Spirit. They want to burn your soul. Your soul must be born again. Marvin, I said you must be born again. To burn your soul. To burn to your soul. Give it to your soul. So, because that thing, that's how we receive silo. Because you see, these are things that made up the seal. that's how gradually they prepare you to receive the seal. Sealing is a complete work. It's a perfected work. So therefore, will he teach sinners in the way? His ways. So can you see, he teach sinners in the way. Then he teach the meek his way. And all the paths of the law are mercy. So you know we read there. That mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. So can you see? So all the path of the Lord, his ways, all the path of the Lord are mercy and truth. That's why, so when they need to teach you this mercy and truth in the path. So as they are teaching you, they are also purging your iniquity. Amen, somebody. You know, some of the things you are struggling with, it's because You have not allowed yourself to be subjected. That will teach you. Because what your nature, you were taught. Colossians was teaching that. You were taught and you were, they taught, since people taught you as they lead you. They were leading and they were teaching you. You see, spirits don't teach precepts. They teach doctrine. That's why Ephesians chapter 4 that I was reading about. No, let's see Colossians, let's see 1 Corinthians 12. 4. And you know that you are Gentile. You know what I mean? Gentile in your mind, your carnal mind, and you acquire it. And carried away. Say carried. You are not the one that led yourself. You were carried. Wind carried you. Because you see that carried onto this dumb idol. That carried is Ephesians 4. Give it to me quickly. Let me just stay there. Let me. I feel the Lord wants me to minister to the people. The Lord wants me to minister to you. Or earlier part. It should be early part, not down. Early part. He gave some apostle prophets. Okay. For them. That you also be no more children, tossed and thrown, carried about with every wind of doctrine. When you hear wind of doctrine, it's not talking about the money doctrine. It's not talking about motivation. So, this what they call doctrine and wind. So, the wind means this is the spirit of the way. What do I call it? That means spiritual laws, spiritual lines that you are the when. So, spirit. Dumb idols, even in Africa, because even when demon taught you, like when demon teaches a child how to steal, they never sit down and say, God, come and something. The inspiration come, the thing come to his heart. All of you, you know, all of us, you know what you did when you were young, before Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost encounter you and show you us mercy. That is where it's coming from. That's why parents must be under authority so that you can open your children to good spirit to visit them. Because spirit are always talking. You see, the world that we are living in is a world of spirits. And they are interested in giving spirit out to souls. They need manifestation. They speak. You, that child have never seen you where a boy of 7, 8 years old will go and hide the money he stole from his mother. The mother can never think. You can never, as you know that child, you will search everywhere, you can't see. You can't, because for you to be able to know where he had that, you also need spirits. Because what he did, where that information, that intelligence came from, it's a spiritual intelligence. It's a, that thing will show you. That inspiration will come from. It's an intelligent. It's a secret. That child has breakthrough to secrets of demons. They tell him where he should take it and where he should keep it. They teach him how to, inside the red soup, how to take the meat. And how to take the red meat, how to take the meat. And some of them, they teach him, when you take the meat, make sure there's a cup of water, and take the meat from the awesome that's boiling. You put it inside water. By the time it's coming out, it's cold. You put it in the mouth. So all those are lines. They are fresh. Where you are busy teaching Bible study in the morning, and doing morning devotion, and saying your money, and a burner. And you are busy beating. Evil spirit is teaching your child doctrine. So you cannot use letter. You have to use spirits. And you can't use spirit if yourself, you have not learned the way of the spirit. So if we don't teach knowledge, they teach lies. They teach laws. They teach ways. Those are the things that they design. So you can see that, and that henceforth be no more children, tossed, fro and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. So you can see that in that book of Revelation 7, that what one thing that wind does, it carried. I was saying that. So you saw those four spirits of the heaven that came out, they walked upon men, and until they brought souls in under what? The brazen altar. But yeah, in chapter 7, the open 7, then that's chapter 5. Then in 6, the sixth, that spirit of heaven worked so much, they increased activity that the cloud, the sun, they said those activity of those spirits, spirit of the heaven, they began to touch arrangement of suns, the moon. And those arrangements, Isaiah 2 spoke about them. Also, Joel chapter 2 spoke about them. The emerging of a kind of harmony. To be able to touch the soul consolation. It's not physical clean. But when they say sun, your sun is the source of man. The brightness of man. Laws. Men that think that govern the day. When there's a day that man celebrates. And there's a night that are conditioned souls. Those knights are those who are instrumental to certain level of works. Like what he said in Thessalonians and Ephesians 5. Works of darkness. Which those spirits that will perpetrate those works of darkness are fallen principalities, fallen powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world. What those spirits teach? They teach ways. They push thought out. Like Isaiah 55 said, my ways are not your ways, neither my thought your thought. When what you call your ways, your thought, they are not your ways. They are ways of fallen spirits. They are not your ways. You can say that from Genesis 6. Men corrupted the way of the Lord on earth. The way of the Lord on earth was not on sand. The way of the Lord on earth was upon souls of men. Because you need the way to connect covenants. You need the way to connect life testimony. So those principalities, say principalities. So when you hear the word ways and you hear the word thought, they are wisdom. They are wisdom. Wisdom that erects. Wisdom that builds. Because by wisdom, it's an aspect. So how, when you hear the ways is building. How things take up from ground. How you craft edifice in the soul. How you put edifice. So those ways are building blocks. They are building blocks. They are structures. You are raising structure upon the mind. You see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. How did men have strongholds? Those strongholds were built. Those strongholds were built over time. They were strongholds. Every stronghold that rises against knowledge of God. They were building. They are framed. They were framed by ways. They were framed by lies upon souls of men. And you cannot use precept and knowledge to take it away. You will need, because the way they came, they were carried and led. And when they led those things, they put condition around the man and make sure, for sometimes, some of the ways you have inside of you is that they make sure things are attached for your parents. They touch economy of your parents. And the only way you now become hasty for you to show you learn survivor of the feastest. But to you say, I like that brother. He's so industrious. People are saying industrious, so, but it's not industrious. He didn't know. But that formation came, it's about a wind, a clean carry, but you need to subject you by making things a tie for the parents. So you see, you must understand. Sorry, Satan. I don't know what Satan is. Satan is wicked. He's evil. That's why. I know Satan hates me. Because I spoil work for him. And I know Pastor Dimeji is like that too. He likes to spoil Satan's work. I know Satan is angry, but boy, talk to me. What's about that? For 2 years, it's only this year that my car came to your church here that it didn't spoil. Every year my car usually spoils. The car that I've been using, it made a hand tap that Makola. I went to Canada for the past 2 years. That's why that bridge, that Makola bridge, that in that print, twice, 2 years. It's only this year. This year, I decided to carry a prayer warrior car. But car that I've been playing with, Bokosha, 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 Bokosha. You this boy, stay in Lagos. Don't come to Ibadan. I say, I will come to Ibadan. Oh, tomorrow. Ah! So Satan don't mind us using just staying presets. Because when you start exposing loss of the way, you are showing the secret. Because what you find the way are secrets. In the past are secrets. Are secrets. And those are secrets of overcoming. Those are secrets of victories. Those are secrets of deliverance. Those are secrets of your freedom. That's why I so much believe that nobody cannot change. Nobody could essentially change. Me, I know that. I know that. It's just the world. How much are you ready to be subjected? And not every designer, how much do you want to be subjected? Even. If you can be subjected, God, when they subject you, it's foolish. Go, well, that one time, no. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. A sister that you are any foreign currency and they tell you to marry a bride, earning 70,000 naira. And that condition may remain for the next 15 years. And it's not that brother is not intelligent, but it's just that. They are subjecting the brother, subjecting you too. Because I told my son the church, I said, everyone is so wise that they will never give you leadership of the home and still empower you sufficiently. I said, you are going to rule those women. I was praying because I went to the Lord to see the Lord in prayer. As the Lord told me, it's not the one because I wanted to pray them, all the boys. Pray the guys. Some of them are 30 something, 40 something. They are not married. I have 43, 40. Because no. Most of Jetiani. Only he has ways instead of him that I need to purge out. And so if they give him economy power and they not give him leadership power. So that absolute power corrupts. Corruption be very fast, so it's so. Oh, we God are giving us all power. He has financial. He become like Igbo chiefs. You know the way Igbo chief and Eze. You become the Eze. They did it to me before I was married my wife. Everything I was immediately I married that year. Everything that I've got, I went out the drain. They stripped me of every dime. I'm speaking the truth. Thank you, sir.
Jipopaki dazi falabala kazi kizi falaka. Jiporna kela nanak. Lak lak. Lak 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 lak. Lak 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 lak. Lamia kalamalak. Lak lak lak. Lioku voru passive chi provocata praga dabia. Uzavrakata si bron feni ham of flesh. Oh, ham of flesh. Even the ham of flesh. The ham of flesh. The ham of flesh. I go after the ham of flesh. I go after the strength. The strength. The strength. The strength. The strength of flesh. The strength of flesh. The strength of flesh. Even with my Christ light. With my Christ light. With my Christ light. With my Christ life. Even the life. The life of faith. The life of faith. I crucify the ham of flesh. I crucify the strength of flesh. For many, 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 even men, men, men leaning on their own understanding, leaning on the understanding of flesh, leaning on the way of flesh, leaning on the way of flesh, cannot come. They cannot come. They cannot arrive. They cannot arrive into my predetermined counsel concerning them in my will. And for this purpose, I put them into processes. I subject them into processes. I subject them into processes. Even processes like lack. Processes such as lack. As a man. As a man. As a man. I'm a man. As a man. I put them. I subject them even in through lack. Through lack. Through lack. Through things. Through things that they may lack. That they may lack. So they can be reduced in age. So that they can be reduced in the age of the strength of flesh. You're reduced in the age of the strength of flesh for them to gain an entrance, for them to gain an entrance into my kingdom. For except you have been converted, and you have reduced in the strength of man, and you have reduced in the strength of man, I will bet you into my kingdom, where you cut covenant with life, and even cut covenant with peace. For I want to purge many, and it's an operation of my mercy, operation of my mercy to purge the harm of flesh, to purge out the harm of flesh, to purge out the trust in the harm of flesh. Oh no, tite me, tite nene, weak men, broken men. Broken men, broken men. So I hover even upon some men in this house. I hover upon some men in this house. I hover upon some men in this house. I hover upon you. I'm hovering upon you. It's my walking. It's my own subjection. For it's for a season. It's for a time. It's for a time when the work will be done for you to gain an entrance, for you to come into a level of reduction, so you can come into fullness of age. So you can come into fullness of age. For without that age, you know how to rule well in your home. You know how to rule well in your home. And I want such men to rule. I want such men to rule in their home. I want them to rule in their home, even rule in the church. I want them to rule in their home and also know how to rule in the church. For you cannot rule with fleshly wisdom. You cannot rule with fleshly wisdom. You cannot rule with fleshly wisdom. Rather, you will break. You will break a broken flax. You will quench a broken flax. You broke a broken reed. You will break it. You will break it. And for this purpose, I even bring around you wives that look more weak. It's my orchestration. It's my spirit. That's how I midwife it. For you all to go through the bath canal where you can be born of the spirit. For anyone that doesn't have the spirit of Christ, he's not of his. My inheritance only comes upon those that are pressed in the way, passed through the way, so that you can be of mine, so that you can partake of my nature, so that you can partake of my inheritance. Say the Son.
Thank you, Spirit of God. Amen. So we can learn so much as God begins to teach us, our pastor open us to precepts, and answer the thought of blind, we must be very, very willing. You are going to have, that's how they purge us. They are purge us. Then you go and sit down in that church. And the pastor there is just a young boy. If you are wise, you sit down there. And because what is more important is to purge your iniquity and make you beautiful and glorious. And you become more vessel unto honor for the master's use. That use won't be you. God will use you. But God will make sure God prepare you for his use. So may the Lord give us mercy. So, as I was saying, so you saw that there was a built up of those spirits of the heavens. So they want to climax as those four angels wanted, after that they darkened the sun, the star became dark, all those operations. They were part of those operations. They ripened things because they said in the book of Revelation chapter 6 that the heaven fell, the stars of heaven fell upon the earth as a fruit cast for untimely fruit. Their time has not come. They are untimely. But those activities, there are certain things in your life that are the ministry of this thing, they are not time. But things can be fast tracked in the spirit. If you engage way of the spirit. So they can, it's untimely. That fit should not fall. Those stars should not fall. But because of the engagement of this spirit of the heaven, that's an activity of the spirit. When you allow yourself to subject your spirit, what should take 25 years, you can do it, they can achieve it in 15 years. I tell people, some of us have stayed too long in some things because those things have not been able to fall. When Simon was talking to Mary, he said, for this child is raising for the falling and rising. No, not rise and fall. Falling and rising. It's for the fall. The first of all fall. Until a girl comes fall to the ground, he abide alone. It's for the fall, not rising and falling. It's for the fall. You can't rise except you are falling. For this child, it's for the fall. This child will be responsible. We were talking to Mary. And Simon blessed them and said unto Mary's mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again. They won't be rising again. Because what has been risen in us, the building that we have in us, it was another being that built it. So they had to fall those things for death to rise again. Dry bone can rise again. But if those dry bones will rise, they must fall. For they fall and they rise again. They can rise again. You can rise. You can rise again. Rise again of men in Israel. And for a sign, we shall be spoken again. Say amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. So things in you can fall if you will allow help to be given to you. If you will take help of the Spirit. And it's not about help of the Spirit. It's always available. Essentially, there's always if you just need to respond. And the more you respond, they build up in momentum. And they beat up in strength. Just like when you get to the sea, when you see a massive, what do they call it? Wave of the sea, it's a beat up. They gather. So, and one thing they discover is the more distance they gather from, the more stronger. Because they're able to travel more. So strength of the way of the spirit, strength of the spirit, of ability for you to be able to fall things in your life. And rise them can gather if you are ready for long hard for the spirit to train you. If you are ready for that training, now I say train me, allow it to subject you, allow it to correct you. You are open to correction of brethren. All those things, there's something that do to your heart. They just make your heart more softer. They make you not to trust in yourself. All those things are necessary. They make it more. It just puts you on a vulnerable state of the spirit, and there's nothing in spirit like except a soul that's very vulnerable to him. Yeah. That's why you see the more me, I don't have a problem when my wife corrects me. I used to argue before. I defend it, but the more I'm becoming older, I know that they give grace to the humble. They give grace to the humble. You have grace of the spirit for the humble. So they give grace to the humble. But when they say, I'm a man in this house. Who are you talking to? Oh boy. Oh boy. You are not a man, you are a child. Even for you saying that, that's already showed that you're a child in the spirit. Because your pastor does not stay within you in the same house. It's only your wife that can tell you the truth. And your brethren that are staying in your house, because they know you are doing the house, they can't tell you the truth. They don't want to be kicked out of the house. They behave themselves wisely, like David did in the house of Saul. Oh my goodness, this Saul saying, oh, sorry, please. You know that what Saul is doing is wrong, but he couldn't say he behaved himself wisely. Your brother said, you are the just behaved themselves wisely. That's the Ebba Pilusa. That's the Ebba Pilusa. He's only where we say, hey, they're parable. Hey, they're venom. And you know, it begins to challenge you, things that you feel that are poor. And those things are necessary. And the more you take it, they make you more vulnerable. And you need that vulnerability for the way of the spirits, for them to be able to instruct you. You need that. You need it. So you must know that. You must know that. You must know that. The Lord will give you all wisdom that we will redeem every lost ground very well. God wants us to restore. We have lost a lot of ground, but we can recover them as we find mercy and grace. So you find that it was a build up. So in Revelation 7, they said that you saw this angel, they are holding the four wings of the head. I say, this wind of the head are not evil winds. They are things that are built, they hold it. That it should not blow on the earth until the servant of our God, say servant of our God. So who are these servants of our God? Revelation, Romans chapter 6. Let me quickly. So servant of our God. From 20, sir. Thank you so much. From when you were a servant of sin, you were free from unrighteousness. So we know righteousness is Christ. Romans 1. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to the Jew first. Then, for daring is the righteousness of God. That righteousness of God means righteousness of faith. That of God, there is faith. Of God revealed from faith to faith. As it's written, the judge shall live by faith. So you serve righteousness. Also, in the book of Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of God, but not just the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. So the kingdom of God, or the dominion of God, as his righteousness. So his righteousness is Christ. Amen. See for the kingdom of God, the dominion of God, and comma, so they are not the same. And his righteousness. So there's his righteousness that leads you to the kingdom of God. You cannot see the kingdom of God. You must seek his righteousness for. You must seek his righteousness for. His righteousness means these are the things that you need. This is the path to access the kingdom of God. If you have not obeyed righteousness of faith, you won't have breakthrough to the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God, there in me, the kingdom of God, in Matthew, call it the kingdom of God. Luke, call it the kingdom of heaven. You want to break through into the heavenly kingdom. I think it's also Thessalonians that call it heavenly kingdom. To preserve into his heavenly kingdom. Yes, Thessalonians call it his heavenly kingdom. So that heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Oh, sorry, please. It's Timothy. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. So won't be glory forever and ever. Amen. So you need to learn righteousness. So the way of righteousness, you have to be led. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall know. He lead me the path in path. So that path of righteousness is being subjected to the Spirit. Being subjected. So where you are not just having only precepts, but they want to teach you the line, the ways. They want to put it into your soul. They want to teach you judgment. They want to put judgment. They want to put law into you. They want to put attitude. They want to put ways in your soul. So that's what they call righteousness. Amen. So, from when you are servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit are you them in those things where you are now ashamed? For the end of this thing is dead. Now you have been made servant of righteousness. You became servant of righteousness. I said, you should give me more. Give me 19. But God be thanks that you were a servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. So can you say form of doctrine? Say that, church. So that form of doctrine means they deliver ways to you. They deliver ways to you. No, Paul was talking in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. For the Spirit of God expressly say, in the latter time. Eh? That's what he said. That in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and to doctrines of devils. That devil of doctrine is not that I cast you out. Those are small. That is the wind of spirit. Ways of devils. Ways of the devils. Because when you are not obeying faith, when you are not obeying law, code, when you are not obeying law part, you are obeying because nobody is neutral. There's no neutrality. There's no neutral zone in the spirit. You are either responding to the spirit or you are responding to and both spirits are interested in teaching you doctrines, giving you ways, giving you lines, putting things in your soul. Write laws upon your mind. That's spirit, they want to write laws upon your mind. They want to emboss things upon your heart. For you to become a conversation that you keep generating and you live by until you end in the world. In fruits of it and come into what the death, or you come into the fruit of what of righteousness and end in life in any other way. It's the same way, it's just that it's an inverted, is that the true or inverted pattern? Amen. Somebody, so you can see that God be thanked that you have started of sin, but now you have obeyed from the heart. So your heart must be part of this process. Your heart must be part of it. You cannot be absent-minded. You cannot be a person that you are not giving your heart to things. They correct you and you feel angry. You must carry your heart back to the person that corrects you and say, when you correct, I was angry. But I know that I was a foolish man to be angry, because I know that you are not getting anything by correcting me. I tell people there. Because really, if I correct you there, I don't gain anything. I can do sit down and do. That's what I brought Nigeria to this place. I don't get anything. If I correct you, it does not put extra money in my pocket. It does not make me to love my wife better. It does not love. It's, I've only taken a yoke on myself to correct you, because I don't know how you're going to react. So I'm not, let's not say personal. There's no personal agenda in what I'm going to gain from you. It's love. What the only thing that I'm only working love by correcting you. It's only love. I'm only showing you love, because I can let you. Because whom the Father loves, he chastens it. So if I correct you, say, son, that I love you. I can almost keep quiet so long as what you are doing is not going to affect me. So for doing that, it's because it's my show of love to you. It's a love. Because I know by keeping quiet, I'm not loving you. If I allow you to continue in the way of the folly, and the way of the folly that leads to destruction. So sometimes the Lord also will communicate the way you have corrected is enough. Start praying. The Lord will say, pray. Sometimes the Lord will say, don't only pray. Don't tell you. Sometimes the Lord will say, show love. So love this time around, that may not even to correct. Sure, God will give you instruction of how to go about those things. So there are different ways that Spirit of God will cause you to interpret this thing. God will give you breakthrough in the name of Jesus. So you became servant, or you became servant of righteousness. Amen. But God be thanked that you were servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart, that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. Being them made free from sin, you became servant of righteousness. Give me 19:20 quickly. Let's quickly run to it. But I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. But as you are yielded your member servant to uncleanness, to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now ye your member servant to righteousness. So now you have to yield your member more. No, you are now servant of righteousness. No, not your only your heart now, your members. Both your outward and inward member must be yielded, so that you can become servant of God. They want to train you, because God will not only use only your heart, God will use your body. That's what Pastor Dawson was talking yesterday. Because when you begin to serve God, they will want to deal to serve God, to become servant of God. And the first level of God you will serve is the living God. And what living God will be doing, will be dealing with flesh they started cleansing you from. They cleansed you from flesh. But when you want to serve the living God, because no flesh can glory in his presence, they want to alienate flesh. They will not allow you to make provision for the flesh. When you are in Christ, you still fall back to flesh. But under God, when you want to serve God, when they start bringing you in the way of the Spirit, because God is the Spirit, when they are bringing you the doctrine of God, or what Romans 8 call the law of God, that a carnally minded man, he cannot come under subjection under it. Not just the knowledge of God. You can have the knowledge of God. But when it's time for you to learn the doctrine of God, which is a time which you have been cleansed from the flesh, but now to cut away your flesh. Colossians 2 was teaching about that. To cut it away, where flesh is no longer a repose for you, where you can go and find comfort and solace. When when learning the way of the spirit become inconvenience to your soul. Because that's what we do. Whenever the way of the spirit is becoming inconvenience for your soul, you can give silence treatment to your wife. You give silence treatment to your brother. You give silence treatment to your sister at home. Silence treatment. You fall into partiality. Those are sins of the flesh. You are partial. You can be partial. A brother is doing well in the choir. A brother is he always come to meeting. He has zest. But you can become partial. Though you saw, because that thing, don't know that was a temptation to befall you. You want to fall back to flesh. Because both he that is participating well and he that is also that have been tormenting your soul. I've been helping your soul. Let me give you one. Not tormenting, but brethren, don't torment. Brethren, helping your soul. You can, there's every type of that you can become partial. The way you carry the matter of that one for it, you won't carry the other person's matter for it. Because you know, as a pastor, there's some people that matter you don't carry for it. There's some brethren you hear that they are not feeling fine. Say, hey, how are you doing? If I call, say, so teacher, you are asking a few because they are cold water upon your dry soul. But there's some brethren, they are helper of your faith. So you don't ask them they are eating. I heard that you are sick. Have you seen your doctor? You don't ask a few eating. You won't say so. That's partiality. So you can be a spiritual man, but you're still partial. And you will not know it's a sin. It's a flesh. Because that thing is a way in you. That is a way. But you've got yourself to be like your heavenly father, the seal of the father, who reign upon the good and just. And so that thing is a way in the father. Have you been blessed? So, but I felt that you have been ministered to. I felt that they were putting things into us. That it's not just, it's good to teach precepts, which I wanted to enter to, but I felt that they missed more of lines to us. They are embalming their hearts, and they were unlocking things and putting things in place within us. So you are still, you are a servant of righteousness. Did not say that you should yield your members. You yield all your faculties, your inward and your faculties. So that you yield your members, Romans 12 call it, present your body. That was yield me. Present your bodies. Present your bodies, not one, your bodies to God. Because now you want to serve the living God. Present your body to God, a living sacrifice. Because why? You have obeyed faith. And by faith, the just shall live. But by presenting or yielding it, they are going to from live. You mean to live in. They want to move into the zone of the living God. So they saw that the way those people that they have used the spirit of the heavens for in Revelation 6. But they know that that is not enough. They know they have come. They still know that those stars, they have to fold those things in the cosmos. Because the intention is to see the servant of our God on their first head. So all those things from the altar, they were those spirits of the heaven, they walk upon men and they wear the wind of the heavens for the purpose of pushing as many as possible people. So those people that you saw there, those servants that we are seeing and dying, these people, they have responded. All their members have been yielded. They have been yielded. They have been yielded to the doctrine of God. Or they have been yielded for the first allocation of the doctrine of God. And that allocation is the living. To serve the living God. You also find the same thing in Hebrew 12. That if you want to serve the living God, you will need to receive grace. You need fear. You need reverence. You need God path of righteousness. But now, ye, your members, ye, but I speak out of the man of fear, because they know that you still have infirmity. Though you are servants of righteousness, but there are still infirmity. To finally deal with those infirmities of your flesh. For as you have yielded, you are yielded your members, servant to uncleanness, and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Even so now, ye, your members, servant to righteousness, unto holiness. The word holiness there means you are breaking into the world of most holy. Holy holiness. Coming into the holiness of God. Receiving, you are about to be minister of the high priest. Because high priest wear a turban, holiness of the Lord. Yield unto holiness. That holiness, don't just see unto holiness, don't just see it as a space, see it as a person. Unto holiness. Yield it to the Son. Unto holiness. Or unto the Son as the Father, everlasting Father. For if the Father of your flesh chasten you for their own profit, won't you rather be son of the Father of spirits and live? For every father chasten you for their own profit, but each chasten you that may be partaker of his holiness. They want to carry out what is holiness. They want finally to cut you away from flesh. Because until flesh, not just you are cleansed from flesh, not just that you are cleansed, because in Christ they cleanse you from flesh. They cleanse you. But now, under the service of the living God, they want to make you holy. They want to make you holy. They want to separate you. Where infirmity of flesh are no longer available. You can't fall into it. It's not a thing you fall back at. It's not a thing that if they want to take away that infirmity inside of you. They want to address in that infirmity of your flesh. They want to make you whole on your inside. So you yield your members unto holiness. From when you were sons of sin, you were free from righteousness. 21:22. What fruit are ye them in those things? Where then you're not ashamed? For the end of this thing is there. But now, be made free from sin and become servants to God. So you serve God. When I see servant of God, they are serving what? The first thing, the living God. You will serve. And in place of service, you will bring forth fruits. You will bring forth fruits unto holiness. So the fruit that you are bearing is what you are serving. You bring forth your fruits unto. Fruits unto. You will give up the fruits. There must be fruit in it's not just peace anymore. Because in Christ, you have peace. But in Roman, in Hebrew 12, they call it peaceable fruits. It's higher than peace. Those are fruits you bring forth in the scene of the living, the first phase of the world, living God, everlasting. You bring forth that fruit. What are the lines of this one? Let me rub these lines. I know that you'll be angry with me. You will do everything within your power to be at peace with your brother and the church. That would say, as like it lies within your power, you'll be at peace with all men. You cannot be a person that you have a boss that you say you have ill feeling or that boss have ill feeling with you. You'll be at peace with your landlord, though he's increasing your rent every one year. You'll be at peace. Because those are things, because these are things you need for you to see the Lord. You won't see the Lord. There are fruits you must bear. And then when you are bearing those things, you yield yourself to it. You yield yourself to it. It's a training to your soul. Because really, really, am I seeing you, sir? Okay, you are the one, sir. You have changed so much. Amen. You yield yourself to it for purpose of your soul. You see, to serve the living God is not one funny, one special something. You can serve the living God through your boss. You can serve the Lord. Because now that, go and read Chronicle. Sorry, go and read Colossians 4. Three ending and four. He said, not doing eye service. But so what they were teaching in that place, because in chapter three of Colossians, if you never been reasonable to God, we cry. Seek things that are above. Now, we're teaching there today. Amen. I teach that. Seek things that are above, where Christ is seated. So in the end of that chapter three, they went into husband, wife, servants. So they were giving lines of things above and things of the heavens. Those are the lines. Those are the lines. They are the lines of things. Servant, obey. Servant, obey in all things. Servant there in all things is that. So they use the servant there. You are a servant in the church. Because if you are handling camera, you are a servant of the church. Carry camera as if you are serving the Lord. They give you money to use. Know that they are just giving the purse of Jesus to manage. I know somebody will like me after this message. Servants! Because Paul was writing in Corinthians, he made mention of a woman for she's the servant of the church. Phoebe, she was a servant of the church. So you that are carrying the camera, my sister, you're a servant of the church. So if I'm writing, if Pastor, well, if you are coming to Lagos and Pastor, the major pastor, to be supposed to write, our sister Julie, yeah, is a servant of the church. But you will not know. You don't feel that I'm in unity in the church. That I said, the order change as we move to the scene of everlasting life. Things are changed. Order. You must observe order. So he was telling them that if you are seeking the things that are from above, he began to give the lines of those things in Colossians. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do here in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wife, submit yourself to your husband. You know, we shall say submit yourself to your husband. You start practicing this in Christ, but where it become a commandment in everlasting life, you see, you submit yourself to your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. There's a way it fits in the Lord. Husband, love your wife and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. For this is where pleased unto the Lord. Father, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servant, obey in all things your master according to the flesh. Not with eye services, as men pleaser, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. You want to serve the living God? Answer me. Let me tell that sister that is sleeping. Say, sister, they are talking to you. Brother, they are talking to you. Say, look at pastor. Say, the way you have been serving in holiness. Say, the way you deserve in holiness. And you are becoming servant of righteousness. Say, you must also serve the living God. So, to serve the living God is not funny. Say, where is God that I want to serve? Me, I don't serve me. I serve God. You don't look back. Colossians said, if you are seeking the things that are in above, they stated the lines of those things. All those things are lines of men that are seeking things above. Men that are seeking for eternal things and everlasting things. So that's why when you hear Pastor, the major pastor yesterday, you know, when you are talking about last night, you felt that they are just trying to push things into extreme. No, these are the conversation of everlasting. These are what you're going to be doing till they seal you. Sealing you is not one. It's not that they're not going to manufacture something, one special thing like that. This is what they're going to be doing until you become a witness of the living and the true God. You do that and you abandon them until the fruit will start showing. A nature will start becoming obvious. My prayer for us that the God will give us hearts for this thing. Because there's an heart for this thing. That the Lord will, that's why they take time in Christ to purge us. That we because this thing, they have to give you a heart for it. You have to give you a heart for it. But if we find mercy to be helped, and I know we can be helped so much, and heaven will help us greatly in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, we just thank you for this afternoon. You have helped us. Thank for grace that we have found. We rejoice in the victory that we are wrought. Thank for putting spirit again. Thank for ministration that has taken place under your oversight this afternoon. We honor you, our Father. Glory to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Can we appreciate God's servant, Pastor Thompson? Oh, you are not doing that well. Were you not blessed? Come on. Keep doing that. Glory to God. Amen. You know, it takes being led in the way of the Spirit to understand some of these things. I understand. I could relate with you very well. God will move you from letter into spirit. A lot of people you can know the Bible so much, but you don't know the way of the Spirit. And so what Pastor is teaching us, not that we are not talking less on the Bible. We believe in, all of us are scripture boys. I read Bible crazy as a young teenager. I read Bible. My daddy asked me one time, is it that you want to? Because then I grew up, you know, I did WAEC. I kept doing GCs. I did JAMB 4 times. And then I eventually didn't enter through JAMB. I entered through prelim. And I was not daft. You know, but this, I'm just showing you that there was a stage in my life that I devoured the word. I'm still doing that, but scripture. I grew up with scripture. Then I began to understand the season when God began to move me from scripture to revelation. I knew when revelation knowledge began. Those days on Ogbomoshan, when we began Ogbomoshan, God started giving revelation into scripture. You know, revelation is very sweet. Then I knew when wilderness began. So you now move from revelation knowledge into experience of life. So it is a journey. So we are not playing down on scripture or revelation knowledge by the activity of the seven spirits. They all are to trigger and to move you into the world of the spirit. So what Pastor Thompson just taught us is a technology of freedom, or the way of the spirit. One thing I want to encourage us to do is that let us yield to God. Oh, you are not saying amen. The reason is because the conditions the Lord will always create, they will create them. Number one, a good assembly life. Because you are trying to ask, so how would they lead me? How would they lead me? I'm just showing you that's a system of leading. If you're in a good church, they will arrange leading for you. You can, as you go, I mean, just stay. If you're in a good church, you relate with people. When you're in a church, don't stay off people. Don't stay away. When you stay away, you will not be changed. But when you come under the authority of Jesus in an assembly, they will organize cross for you. Oh, they will organize cross for you. Both the pastor and the congregation will be saved. You know, like I used to say that no pastor chooses his congregation. If you choose your congregation, you will not be saved. You go and choose everybody that likes you. Meanwhile, they will always put people in the congregation that will not send you. It's part of you. It's for you. You need them in the church. They need to. If everybody's clapping for you, I say, whoa, 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 pastor, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sir, you will all grow, sir. How will you love? How will you? You are praying for patience. How will you be patient? If everybody that's around you always listens to you, you will need people that will not listen to you. When you tell them this, they're going to do the opposite. So, at times, you don't see that as God answering your prayer of wanting to be patient. You want to walk in love more. Oh, Lord, this year is my year of walking in love. I want to walk in love. You are not going to walk in love except the conditions and the environment is great. So, Pastor just showed us the way of the Spirit. Finally, let me tell you this. Leading of the Spirit or the way of the Spirit is actually teaching. What did I say the way of the Spirit is? It is a higher level of teaching. So leading is teaching. That's how they will teach you in the way. You will see it in Ephesians. Ephesians talked about, Ephesians 4 verse 20. You have not so learned Christ. Now, what people don't understand is that when you are looking at epistles, apostles who wrote letters much after the churches had worked in experiences. It's not like the way we write book. Apostles were not writing book and putting their name. They were not writing book. Look at it. You know, sometimes we don't understand how they came about it. It says, but you have not so learned Christ. He's talking to a church that has learned Christ. He's not talking to you. So apostles don't write. They write after that they have taught. Their epistles were consolidation to churches that have been walking in light. But we have not so learned Christ. So he's talking to a church that has been learning the doctrine of Christ. He now says, if so, you have what? Heard him, comma, and have been taught. You see, this teaching here is not pulpit teaching. It's a higher level of teaching. You will hear him. You will hear him for a while. You will gather knowledge. Then after, they will now begin to teach you. So what Pastor Thompson was teaching us is the teaching of the Spirit or the teaching of the way. How they teach you. And by the time you yield yourself to that teaching, because you can fight that teaching. Once you yield to that teaching, they remit sin. What is sin there? Your old nature. All the laws that framed you that Pastor described, they will lose it. And then they will now begin to remold you again. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So we should all love leading. What did I say? We should all love. I know the area of that man thing, many men did not like it. You know, men, we don't like to be weak. Exactly what happened to you, it's like they were timing both of us. Our experience was exactly the same. I didn't understand it for a while. Later, the Lord started teaching me that that's how to make it. That, they were trying to make a minister of the New Testament. You know what it means for a man not to have money? And then you are confident that you are a man. Ah, no, no. There's nothing that breaks a man more than that. And they said that kind of, no man likes it. I mean, you like it. You know, one of the strength of a man is, but I now notice later the order changed. God started bringing things. So, but that time, you know, a man, you just want to get home and say, you know, my log be shua, a log bo get dewa. Right? So you know, ever say, man, we like it. But you know, but for some of us, they didn't allow us to have that. They make us look. The only thing I knew was God. At a particular time in my life, nothing was working. Externally, everything's shut down. The only thing that was working. In fact, you know, the job I was supposed to do that brought me to Ibadan, shut down. They were supposed to send me to Harvard for training. Shut down. Everything shut down. I said, what kind of... So, this was the woman that was taking care of me.
The one that brought you to Lagos
too. She was just the one taking care of me. And I look foolish. At times, I'll try to do something. Ogbono Shomokore. You know what I'm talking about? There's a time I wanted to run back to Lagos. And I told her, she said, eh? Teba lo she nkoto lomba... If you go and do what God did not send you, ain't lemo. I just thank God for a good wife. Because for some women will have frustrated you. There was no way I would have answered the call because that subjection was for training of ministry so that spirit will rest. I even found out for some of you men, I've seen some brothers like that. I've seen some brothers like this in this church. I'm just understanding. Even me, I'm learning. You see them, they look foolish initially. It's like nothing is happening. All of a sudden, one door just open. You just wonder, how did you get here? And the brother is just serving. He looks foolish. Then all of a sudden, God arranged something for him. So it means that God, he was just trying to rewire him. That's just all. So most of the time, we reject leading of the Spirit because it is foolish to our senses. It does not make sense. So what Pastor Sunday just did was to show us the way of the Spirit so that you can cooperate with it. Can we all say amen? The end is that you come into blessing. So I want to thank you again, Pastor. Thank you so much. Can we appreciate this beautiful man of God? Amen.